Editorial. Hard to accept, but there is a case to answer. Just when we all thought there couldn't possibly be yet more scandal to emerge from the Britain of the 1970s, along comes the Daily Mail with claims that Camberwell and Peckham MP Harriet Harman, her husband Jack Drumney, and former Labour Health Secretary Patricia Hewitt are apologists for paedophilia. Who would doubt that the Mail, which has known for several years that the Paedophile Information Exchange, or PIE, had been affiliated to the National Council for Civil Liberties, timed its new attack to cause maximum damage? When Ms. Harman reacts with outrage to what she calls a politically motivated smear campaign, there will be many nodding their heads in agreement. Indeed, it's hard to think of two more diametrically opposed forces than the Daily Mail and Harriet Harman MP. Yet the Mail is within its rights to question how this revolting organisation was given affiliate status to the council, admittedly before Ms. Harman joined the NCCL, although her husband and Ms. Hewitt were already leading members. And the council continued to take payments from PIE in the period between 1978 and 82, when Ms. Harman was legal officer, and indeed up to 1984, when it was disbanded after prosecutions of several of its leading members. In a heavy irony, the NCCL, the precursor to Liberty, championed, amongst other issues, the freedom of the press. And you will not find this paper arguing that the Mail shouldn't question why senior political figures allowed this connection to persist under their watch. Yes, it was 40 years ago, and it feels like a different world entirely. But it's not unreasonable to question the judgment of a politician who allows such an organisation to be linked with their own. In a further irony, there can be few MPs who are so closely associated with championing the rights and needs of children as Harriet Harman, and as she suggests, many of her local constituents will judge her on her decades of work in this area. But, just as she calls on people to judge her on her actions, isn't it fair to judge her on her inaction in this case? At best, the NCCL accepted payments from the PIE and allowed its affiliation to continue. And none of the three Labour politicians did anything meaningful to change this. You have to wonder who is advising our local MP. To issue a statement via an aide 4 days after the headlines broke, simply expressing regret for the PIE's existence and involvement with the NCCL before she joined, it's almost worse than staying silent. Surely she should have held her hand up, accepted that more should have been done at the time, and rightly pointed out her decades of work championing the rights of vulnerable people. End of story. If the Labour High Command refuses to dance to the Mail's tune, you can understand why. But in this case of the irresistible force against the immovable object, Ms. Harman unquestionably has more to lose from refusing to accept that there is a case to answer.